shop of a Papa Canada Dan Mandy. I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, and don't you stop. You keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa! I'll take you to the candy shop.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast.
Nipples like look like titties. It's a Tuesday. Happy venereal disease day.
I like that since we've done this, like James has to start doing the intro because Andy's just vibing too fucking hard.
Dude, I mean, that thing slapped. I've never heard that. And now I just, all I want to do is hear it.
Yeah. They have some really fucking fun covers, man.
We kind of breezed over it, but did you just say your nipples look like a titty?
That means. I didn't say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't?
We just kind of breezed past that, you know?
Yeah. That's fucking Spartacus, dude.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I absolutely understand, and I can't wait for tonight.
Well, it's V-Day time, so get them candy hearts. We're here to put you on like a wet ass fart. Shit, sometimes it happens. Use a dirty bird, so you better get the flapping. A dodo in the streets, let me fly by and stain up them sheets. We be making noises, people think we fucking. But there's a stork difference between sex and finger clucking. These chickens getting choked well on their weak knees. But we menage foie gras like some wild geese. People looking at us like we peacocking. But it's training day, so we really Ethan Hawking. Drop a deuce on your head for a little good luck. Maze of a vagina like a freaking duck. Drew coming round the corner like he's running third. Get her to home base, she's a ruby-throated hummingbird. These birds getting shot down by a dude named Cupid. Be like a scene from Eyes Wide Shut, shouts to Mr. Kubrick. Getting nailed in the center just like a game of darts. Fellas, take these notes as we draft custom candy hearts.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That thing had melody.
Came over me.
Yeah.
Came over me.
Look at you.
Boom. All in my face.
Some of those were hearts that we had, right? Like we fucking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We fucking, yeah.
Yeah, we fucking. I feel like that was one of them.
That was a whole draft we did.
Yeah.
Oh, we fucking man. Music.
That was, oh. That was a draft.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it was. But it works for hearts, too. Draft.
Yeah.
We fucking?
Yeah. Ruby-throated hummingbird.
Dude, that was poetry right there.
Yeah. Started looking up birds. And I was like, I guess I'll just keep going.
But I know, like, we've talked about it before when we did one of the colors. Like, birds have some really what sound like perverted names.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. The swallow.
There you go. Like, I don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even remember some of them, but I remember, like, looking up. I think it was maybe for Blue, and it was like, ooh, you dirty boys.
The fucking peacock?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Pee comes out of the cock.
Yeah.
Cock! Peacock!
Peacock.
Peacock, peacock, peacock. JabroniU.com.
Oh. Let me roll these balls.
What are the shows? The Draft Podcast, Biff Radio, Why Did We Ever Meet, New Jabroni Pro Wrestling, Locals After Hours, Ceramic Cat, Blow and Tell, much, much more!
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, you named them all. Look at that.
Fucking Schoolboy Roundup.
Fucking Drew Tang, you know?
The motherfucking Drew Tang Clan! Mm-hmm.
Come rules everything around me, Crave.
Come rules everything around me.
Crave.
That's going to be a candy heart now.
Oh, it could be. Man.
Fuck,
I got to swallow that one down.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Your throated
what
hummer.
What bird that you've never eaten would you like to eat most?
That one where you have to put a towel over your head to keep from the eyes of God.
Oh, shit, yeah. Dude, that'd be... We should all do that.
Yeah, we should.
I would like to eat like a... I don't know. I feel like peacock would probably be pretty good.
You think so? I think it's super feathery.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to... I'm not going to eat the feathers.
Oh, okay.
There's meat under there. I mean,
it makes a nice garnish dish.
I think you use the feathers as like a skewer for the peacock.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to eat a woodpecker brain.
Okay. Huh. Why?
I feel like that's just like a bite-sized morsel.
Yeah, like you're just going to be like, done.
Yeah, but like, they're super fucking annoying. So I'd get like a lot of pleasure out of braining one of those fools.
Braining? I'm fucking... My dream is to brain a woodpecker. Because fuck yeah, woodpeckers.
Dude, man.
And by braining, that means logically that you eat a motherfucker's brain.
Yeah.
You know what I would probably do?
Yeah,
I'd probably sauce up both ears, like one with some like lemon pepper on one side and then one with some ranch and put it inside. And they're so constantly like shaking their head that I feel like it would shake it up real nice, get a nice marinade, right? And then you clock that thing and just brain them.
Brain their ass.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine if that caught on and you're just like out of a bar somewhere and you just get drunk and tell someone I'm about to brain your ass? Keep messing around, gonna get brained.
Dude, like fucking The Boys when that dude jumped in the guy's like pee hole making it to the butt.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but instead you shrink your head and then like put it up the butt and then like grow your head and then boom, pop them open, brain them, real brain them.
Well, like with your brain? Now you're using your brain to brain them.
Dude, brain Tano. You know?
What would brain Tano do?
Yeah, that's double brain.
That's a lot of brain.
Yeah. What are we doing?
That's a good heart.
Candy Hearts,
that's a lot of brain.
If you listen to the first one.
Kick an ass or two. I almost said kiss an ass or two.
That could be part of one too.
Good.
That's what brain. Yeah. That's what brain Tano would do. He'd kiss an ass or two.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Brian Boitano would kick an ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Brain Boitano.
Brain.
Yeah. Like lick an ass.
You heard Andy. He's sticking his tiny little head into people's assholes and then expanding.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like pumping up like a balloon.
Yeah.
Like helium, you know?
So what's the draft order, James?
Andy got first pick.
Oh, okay. Shit.
James second, Drew your third.
Oh.
I got to come hard on the first pick.
Yeah, you do. Is that it?
Clip that. All right. First one. James, let's see if you can type this in real time and see what the Candy Heart letters end up being. I'm going to flip it a little bit and do the saying, and you're going to take the first letter of every word that I'm saying and then just write that down. So it's... Yes, our undeniable relationship evaporated away because us needed time.
Y-A-E.
It all spells out. You're a cunt.
Oh, I thought he said the first thing of each sentence.
First letter of each word.
A word.
Yeah.
Okay.
I only did one sentence. Yeah. But I feel like this is a good one to give to, like, you know, your ex or something. And, like, maybe you give a piece of paper that like feels like a little piece of like a, it's like poetry in a fortune cookie, and maybe it's written out, and then all of a sudden when they flip it over, it's just you're a cunt. Yes, our undeniable relationship evaporated away because us needed time.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Boom.
I like it. I like that.
Yeah. So it feels like nice and like sweet. But it's actually really sweet, you're but like, it's not bitch. Sweet.
Yeah.
No. Not sweet at all, you know?
It's like those candies. First they're sweet and then they're sour.
That's right. This thing's super tart.
Yeah.
This thing's so tart it's Jamie. Which, ironically, this would be like the opposite of a Ted Lasso thing.
Jamie Tart.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But this would be a Jamie Tart thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I feel like Rebecca would give this
oh, this 100%. Route, you know? Yeah. I feel like Rebecca would give this to Billy Butcher coming in guest starring as an ex-boyfriend. You know, crossover, Ted Lasso, The Boys kind of thing going on.
Oh, my
on.
God. Could you imagine if The Boys was taking place in Ted Lasso universe?
Oh, my God. That'd be so
That's
sick.
That's fucking insane.
Homelander talking to Ted Lasso.
All right. Over to me now.
Yeah, maybe you can bring us back more to love, because I started very angry.
All right. Well, this one is like a cheat code, if you will, for love. Okay. It's a cheat code to find love. And it just says up, up, and it's like the symbols. Up,
yeah.
Up. Okay. All right. So it's up, up, down, down, left, right, suck my dick.
That's 13?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So, I mean, if it doesn't work, I don't know what to tell you, but I don't know if the cheat code gives you 50 lives or 50 blows. I don't know.
I mean, it could work if you, shorten some of the letters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like a
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know? 11, 12, 13, boom.
There you go.
It actually suck my D, is what but I said dick.
Yeah, they get
but
it.
I did suck my D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get it. I like that, man. A nice little cheat code. Yeah. She's wondering, what's the code? Bam. There it is.
There it is.
Give it to us one more time.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, suck my D.
I like that. It's like a whole story in 13 letters.
Yeah. And I feel like it's cute for that, like, nerd girl that you're dating or something, you know what I mean? Or guy. Yeah. You know, whatever.
There's a lot of gamer girls that are out there.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Hiding behind keyboards and shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just waiting for somebody to walk up and be all clever with a nice up, up, down, down joke. You know?
And they're probably like, you know what? Normally I wouldn't, but that is fucking clever. Get that dick over here.
Bring that dick over here.
Yeah.
You just unlocked the vault.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
Give me your Mega Man.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes... You know, especially when you're, a ginger, you get asked some questions. And this is just one to let them know. And James, if you just want to spell this or, you know, put this in there.
Okay.
C-U-R-T-A-I-N equals D-R-A-P-E.
I like that.
Yeah. Curtain equals Drake.
Curtain matches the Drake.
Yes.
Yeah. They equal each other out.
But you cannot space out D and Drake.
No. So it's really like, I imagine this hard as curtain, enter down, equal sign, enter down, drape.
Yeah. And then what's great is they might just be like, I don't have drapes.
Yeah. Yo. Or they're bald and they just rub their bald head and they go,
I don't have curtains.
They say, me too.
I like that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just drape.
Only it's a lot of drapes.
If you're, Drew, if you're a redhead and you shave down there, is there automatically freckles?
You got frecks down there?
What, like, oh, like they're just already there. It's already there. They're just covered by hair. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like I shave and then like freckles pop up.
Yeah, freckles.
Like, oh,
there's some freckle puss.
There's my freckles. There's my frecks. There's my cock frecks.
Oh, man. Dude, frecking's a very serious issue that's going on. Yeah. You know?
Stop the frecking.
Yeah.
Frecking is ruining this great nation, you know?
Oh, it really is. Wow. That is crazy, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that there's more freckles on redheads than non-redheads?
Pigment?
The lack of?
No, like, a lack of pigment thing?
Aren't freckles like a born thing, not a grown thing?
No.
I mean, I have black hair.
You grow into frecks?
No, it's I didn't really get freckles until like, especially like on my shoulders and shit, until like one time I got this really bad sunburn and then I just freckled.
Mm.
Yeah. Wow, that's the fucking sun, man.
Yeah, the fucking sun.
That fucking sun, dude.
That's why sun we're vampires.
Provides frecks, huh?
That sun will get you.
Huh.
Damn right, son. All right, Drew.
I think maybe just some people are dispositioned, you know, towards that way. You know what? While we're talking about this, this one's I/SHAVD/4/DIS. I shaved for this.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And they're going to be like, but you have a full beard. And I'm going to like, yeah, I know.
Also, you could be insinuating, did you? So you could take it both ways, right? Like, you're giving it to?
Yeah.
Or you could be incredulous, like, I shave for this, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I shave for this?
Like, oh, that wasn't worth it.
And then she's like, no, you didn't. And what she doesn't realize is your pants are already on the ground. And so she looks down and she's like, oh, you did.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah. There's no curtains or drapes.
Yeah. She just has aftershave on her hands and slaps it.
And my dick does the Kevin.
That would be such an awesome.
I feel like that's like a Manscaped commercial.
Oh man! Oh,
your balls like go over the dick side. the balls do the face clasp.
The little pee hole just opens.
The pee hole opens up. Yeah. Oh, I need somebody who's great at animation to do this.
Somebody just type this into AI and have AI make this.
Oh, man. Maybe put some eyes and some eyebrows over top, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get a whole little face going on.
Yeah.
AI, we're coming for you.
Looking like one of those Toy Story characters, you know? Or Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Yeah.
I saw a thing. There was these guys sitting in a car, and the one guy says, what happens if Pinocchio told everybody that his nose was about to grow? Because if it doesn't grow, then he's telling the truth. But if it does grow, then why would he lie? It doesn't make sense. You know, how can you do it?
Huh.
It's a conundrum.
It is.
Wow, yeah. What does happen?
I don't know.
It's like what's his, Schrodinger's cat? Is that his thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if his ass just starts growing then?
It's just different things start growing.
Yeah. Pinocchio gets a BBL.
Yeah, I was just going to say. he gets that Cardi B ass.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Pinocchio, it's working on the gram. Shit.
All right, here we go. So this one is it's kind of like pop culture-y right now. You know what I mean? It's like everybody's talking about it. It's out there in everyone's faces. So let's go ahead and promote this new movie, Deadpool 3, with a new candy heart in the bag that just says, Deadpool them out.
Oh!
Deadpool them out.
I like that. That could be a double, too.
Yeah. Wait.
Because you could be pulling out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, pulling out, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Deadpool. But I like that. Deadpool them out.
Deadpool them out.
Man.
All like, one.
Is finish inside 13 letters?
I think it is.
Oh,
it could work.
Even with the space in between.
Jeez.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, Deadpool them out.
And it throws me off a little bit because when you type it out, it says Deadpool them out. But, like, if you flip the E and the M, it could be dead pull me out.
Dead pull me.
Yeah. Letting her know that I will die inside there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You'll have to get a crane to take me out of you.
Sounds like a real nightmare for a woman. Like, I will never leave. And I will be inside you.
My penis actually splits out like the claw from Batman when he shoots the thing up at the building. Yeah,
it's all locked in, fucking attached to the inner walls.
Get him out of here. He's dead and he's on top of me.
It's like
James inside of me.
It's like James Franco in that rock climbing movie.
Yeah.
Like locked in the walls there.
Oh, man.
So evolutionarily, you know that's why our penis has the hood, right? Like, or not the hood, but the like outer, like it goes out a little bit. The head,
the helmet.
Yeah, what is that?
The helmet.
So what are you saying?
Because evolutionarily speaking,
we had spikes there that would lock in.
No, it's to pull other semen out if it's in, and only yours goes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like a little semen cup.
Yeah.
What?
It basically squeezes the vaginal walls from any other semen, so yours is the one that gets to the egg.
Cool.
That's why you got a poker legend Phil Hellmuth on it.
Yeah.
A little pussy plunger, you know?
God damn it, pussy plunger.
Oh my.
Works. Actually, you know, I want to change that up a little bit, but this will be an honorable mention.
Oh. All right. You know, I love games, right?
Yeah.
And you guys, what is the greatest Price is Right game of all time?
The Yodeler?
No. It's not. That's not what you stayed home and just waited the full hour to just see that one majestic game.
Showcase Showdown?
Spinning the wheel?
No. Like, you'd watch multiple episodes just so you could see this
wild card
game. Well, here's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We're not going to get it.
This candy heart, you're playing a little game with. Because we're going to go with P-L-I-N K-O, the number 4.
Oh.
B-O-O-B-S. Plinko for boobs. You get to play a fun game at the bar and just watch it, like, go through, right, and see where it goes.
Plinko was the best game. You're right. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God. It was fucking perfect.
About it just bouncing around, like, and imagine you're at the bar. You give that heart, and then all of a sudden she's like, well, and then boom. And then it just keeps recreating it all night, and you got a fun, fantastic game that's good for everybody there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Everybody.
And they get boobs at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. And you get even crazy.
Everybody's going to love it.
Get even crazier. Pour a shot down, right? And then put the candy heart down. And then get down, pull your head up like you're at a 7-Eleven, you know, trying to get some free drink. And then just see what drops in the mouth.
First of all.
Well, there you go.
First of all. I like that. That's what you do at 7-Eleven. Secondly, I don't think that's gonna be appreciated by her when she's got like this sticky fucking sugary fucking vodka residue all over. Like, goddamn, I mean, like her shirt's sticking all night. Like, goddamn, this fucking thing.
I mean, she's been already sweating from dancing. It's all right.
Yeah, that's true.
But, like, I just like to think about the little candy heart just bouncing in between, you know?
Yeah. I love this.
She just, like, fucks with you because she has these muscles that tightens it up and then gets stuck. And you're like, no, let it go. You
know? All right, Andy, what do you got? What do you got next?
All right. So this one is for that late night, you know what I'm talking about? This is for the, you know, also your check. You may be checking two different things, you know, like, hey, what's up? That late night text, or you're checking to see if it's, you know, what they're packing underneath. This is part two of Drew's from the first one where he just wants to know. So it is H-O-W U-P-G-I-R-L. How you pee, girl? You just wondering. You sitting down? You standing up? What are you doing? You hovering?
You standing up?
Yeah. Like, how you pee?
You got one leg up?
How you pee, girl?
But she can read it real quick, and it's like, how you up, girl? You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like that late night text, but it, like, you're actually, no. It's how you pee, girl.
I want to know the form that you use while pissing.
Yeah. Do you stand with your feet shoulder length apart? You know, do you put one hand on the small of your back and then one up top?
You put one foot on the tank.
Yeah.
The people who put the fucking arm up above the fucking urinal and lean on the wall, that is so fun. It's always so funny to me. That's such a fucking
just
move.
Like they're getting frisked.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a wild move because you got to be confident in your pants hold up game.
Yeah.
And you're just your aim game.
I know a guy, like, I got a guy that I work with. I always joke about how big his dick is because you walk up to, like, in the bathroom where he's standing at the urinal, and he does exactly what you're saying. Both hands on the small of the back. Just fucking...
That's a gangster move.
That's
right,
a gangster
there.
Ass move.
Yeah, he also stands back by the sinks.
What's you guys' form? What are you guys rocking usually?
One hand,
like,
on...
What's your go-to, you know?
One hand on the guy.
Hands to the ankles.
Yeah.
No, I come through the hole unless I have some boxers that I have to go over top, though, because they don't have the hole.
But, yeah, see, those I like to go in the stall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Here's a question. If you go pee in the stall, do you shut the door?
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay, well, you know why I do?
Why?
I like feeling the cold air.
Like, you get full naked in there?
Of the breeze of the door?
No, yeah. Like the air conditioning from the bathroom is always like kind of cold.
Yeah.
And if you like pull down far enough, you get some nice like cool air, you know? It's like it's nice. It's
let
like
me tell you something air. About Andy and cold air. He fucking loves him some cold air in the fucking crotchal regions.
Yeah. I'm definitely a one hit hand like on the back of the hip. I don't know. It's like we doing this, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of nice.
You know, I'm trying to think of what I even do with my left hand. I'm not exactly sure what I do.
I just look at my watch. as I stopwatch it, just seeing how long this pee is. No.
I definitely don't know what I do with my left hand.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, 100%. I
get that bitch dry.
That three times
I
just do this. Playing with the bullshit? Come on now.
Yeah.
Like party boy?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I know one thing I always do is I always try to get the little kid stall.
Okay.
Like the one that's like shorter than all the other ones. Cause there's less blowback.
Yeah. See, that's my problem is like a short dude where there's a taller one.
Yeah.
That's where I have to be a little bit more careful. That's also probably why I like the stalls a little bit, too, because I don't really have to, like, worry about that with stalls, you know? And when I'm at home...
But, I mean, now I can just say I went to CalicoPants.com, so I'm good.
That's true. When I'm at home, you know what I like to do?
But you got
to
give. What?
I do that.
Flex.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, flex, and then, like... I take it like to me and then I go like,
like while you're pissing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I like doing
it. Why don't you do that in public though, too?
I don't know.
I want to see that. I just want to see. I want to walk into a public bathroom and just see you going, yeah.
I don't know. It's like a cool little thing I do.
A cool little. Let's have a vote. Is this a cool little thing?
I vote
you guys
yes.
Don't everybody, do anything fun like that.
Everybody chime in with your vote.
Sometimes I see how close I can get to the rim without hitting the rim. You know,
you guys ever AC Slater to toilet
like operation?
I've never sat backwards. No,
you never sat backwards on a toilet.
No.
Oh,
I mean. I can go do it right now. Whose turn is it?
It's James' turn.
My turn.
I'd like to tell me about your experience AC slaying that toilet. I would like to know. I think it's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable with the toilet seat?
I don't know if I could with like how my bidet is, though.
No, I think you could.
My leg positioning would be really weird.
It's tight on your left leg is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
There's not a lot of room between like where the bidet and the sink is. Like I have a tiny bathroom.
Well, I mean, what you could do is pull the left leg out a little bit and then the right leg's forward. Like you're about to like go in a sprinting stance a little bit or like you're about to dip it down.
Yeah. Dipping dots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not all of us have three bathrooms, you know?
Fuck, I do.
A special toilet room. In my bathroom.
I hate that. I hate this much.
I would too, man. That's wait, you know what? We'll get to this when I'm gonna pick my next pick and it has to do with that. James, okay. You're on the clock.
All right. Yeah, I've been on the clock this whole time. Alright. Creed. Here we go. This is another more kind of topical one, because these guys recently got back together. So I want a candy heart that just says Creed party? Question mark.
Okay.
Can you take me
what
higher?
What do you do if you know? Get excited about it?
then you have a then Creed party.
Then you know she's not the one.
Oh man. You're the one for one night. Oh man.
I kind of like the idea of asking a question and, you know, give the little heart and that's like your little, I'm going to ask you out. Why don't you come over to my house and do something that we're both going to love? Creed party?
Yeah. I feel like that's one of those ones you give to the girl at the bar at the beginning of the night, and then all of a sudden you've been partying for a few hours, and then all of a sudden you go back to the bathroom, and all of a sudden that candy heart is sitting in front of the urinal that you're pissing at. You're like, what the fuck happened? It's been going around the whole night across the bar, and finally somebody just like put it there and was super drunk, and they just didn't pick it up, and then bam. Yeah.
I like the idea of like giving it to somebody at a bar or something, and then just take over the jukebox and only play Creed the rest of the night. You know what I mean? Like really go all out.
I like the idea that you were trying to tell her. No. I was talking about like a Creed movie night, like all three of them back to back to back.
Gotta watch the trilogy.
Yeah, because I want to beat up the pussy. It makes it sound like
all right. So the toilet room, because I believe that. I think, and Andy, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like, you know, it's something that, like, you and your wife, like, if you're going to the bathroom while she's doing something, like, that's very intimate, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a special bond that you have with your special someone like that. Like, that you can pee or poop while this person's brushing their teeth. maybe not brushing your teeth. But here's my thing, and it's just all how it sounds, and it's wipe my ass. So I had this conversation with somebody the other day that to me, like, that's the like more than anything else you can do with your partner. Like, if your partner is like incapacitated and you have to wipe their ass for them, that's the most intimate thing you can fucking do. Wait, like, so that's dead? That's real fucking love.
That is true.
That is true. So if like, they're dead, like, you're just wiping their ass?
Well, I like the thing was brought like if somebody had like surgery on their hand, like they can't, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. So like,
I got the wrong word. Never mind.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I think you heard decapitated.
Yeah. Or if they're in jail, incarcerated.
Incarcerated, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway.
Or if they're big Mariah Carey fan, Emancipation.
That's right.
Of Mimi.
Of Mimi.
True. I've only wiped, I'll say this.
Uh-huh.
I've only wiped two asses in my day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of them, Drew. Just so you know.
That's right.
I'm guessing the other one was his son.
My kid. Yeah. That's it.
And Andy's never wiped his own ass a day in his life.
Just James and my kid. Yeah.
I really appreciate that, man, by the way.
Yeah, no,
I don't know if I ever told you, but.
Yeah.
I could have done
it. My kid's super annoying about it, too, because, like, it's not like, he'll make, like, a big deal out of it, and I'm like, dude, like, don't do that, you know? Like, straight up, like, just, like, bend over, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, no, I got it. Like,
yeah,
I don't need the extra help.
You ain't got to do that, man.
He's like the lady with the fucking leg up on the back of the tank.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you didn't like that. I wouldn't have done that, too.
He's doing
some
fucking...
Well, how you did it was cool. You, like went back in the bed and just rolled your legs up past your shoulders.
You know, the best part of the whole thing is I could have done it myself. I wasn't even hurt or anything. There was no injury whatsoever.
The cool part is it's like a game. It's like, whoa, he rolled back. When's he going to come back down? You got to, like, you know, time the wipe, right?
Because if not, you get shit all over his balls.
Yeah. And he's laughing about it. It's like, dude, you got shit on your balls.
Yeah. All right, Drew, you're back.
Okay. Oops, all jizz.
What else is there?
Yeah, I know. Why is that the ooks? Like, what were you trying to get all of?
But the question is, like, is the candy all juice?
Oh, my God. You're right. Now that is the question.
Dude, if you formed a candy heart out of your jizz and were able to, like, I don't know, freeze it or something.
Yeah.
And then give it to that special someone.
Yeah.
And they threw that thing down.
Yeah.
You got to wipe that.
Try it out. Try it out. It's a new flavor.
Yeah.
If you like it, put a ring on it, you know?
Yeah. A Nuvia ring.
Yeah, man. Oops, I'll jizz.
Yeah.
Where's the piss? It's all jizz. You know?
Yeah.
Oops.
Just... Oops, all jizz.
That's what God said when he made you. Like, oops, it's all jizz.
Not a drop of blood. Like,
nothing else is coming out of this dick. Just jizz.
The aw shucksness of it is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, man. Wow. Right. Your team is shaping up very nicely.
Yeah, we've really matured.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
All right. I'm going to come a long way now, too.
Pun intended.
Yeah.
Okay, so sometimes, like, the best way to get a woman's attention is to, like, let her know, like, who you are right up front.
Uh-huh.
And in this scenario, you know, like, maybe the person is a rapper.
Okay.
Right? But maybe they don't know what to
call
the
male or the female?
The person giving the heart.
Okay. Yeah, I guess.
Is whatever it
says.
That's
a better question.
Yeah. They work at Macy's, seasonal employee.
Yeah. But that's not their,
yeah,
interest, though. Their interest is, I'm a rapper. Right. But
yeah,
they don't know.
Seasonal employee.
They don't really know what to call themselves. They don't know about the word rapper. So this heart just says rapist.
Oh, God.
So that, you know, they do rhymes. They're a rapist.
Yeah.
They say things on beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They rap. They're a rapist. Yeah.
Well, yep. We've certainly matured.
And then when she goes, does this say rapist? You say no. It says rapist, babies.
And she's like, you forgot the extra P. And you said, oh, don't worry. I brought it.
I got it with me.
Oh, man.
I'm a rapist. You know?
I'm not a rapper.
My brother's the farmer. I'm the rapist.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
Classic Will Smith, DJ Jazzy Jeff album. He's the DJ. I'm the rapist. I'm
rapping.
Professional rapist.
LD. Okay. All right. This is a good one because this one's got like a lot of different meanings to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. It's just wanna dip. All right.
Like,
so
when you dip, I dip, we dip.
So you got that one, the classic 1997 song by Freak Nasty.
Yeah.
One of the most low-budget music videos of all time, by the way, if you look it up. Like, unbelievably low-budget. Like, while you guys should just kind of give it a little bit of a gander. Like, it's so low-budget, it's like local TV would put way more into the music video budget than they did. It's that low-budget. But, so you have that. You have... You know, if she pulls out, you know, some chew, you can get out if you're not into that. It could mean leave, want a dip, right? Mm-hmm. It could mean a nice buffalo chicken or ranch, you know. It could mean a dip in a pool, maybe even skinny. It could be one of those formal dance moves where you dip them. right? So it's just got so many different things, and she'll take you the direction she wants to go with it, you know, and that'll give you the idea of where to go. But
yeah.
Freak Nasties, the dip, was an all-time dance grinding song for all of us people in the late 90s. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Dude, one time there was this girl. She was like, I don't know, maybe 4'9 at tallest, right? She
was a freak nasty.
And she was dipping, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember she was like joking around. She's like, nobody can get lower than me. I took it as a challenge. I dipped so low that night. Oh my goodness.
It was below the dance floor.
Pulled a hamstring.
My hip flexors were killing me the next day. But that night, I was dipping.
This one, a dip, sounds like you're talking about fucking tobacco.
There's also that.
You want a dip?
It could be, you know. That's what I'm saying. Like, she'll take you the direction she wants to go.
You take a little handful of candy hearts and just shove them in your cheek.
Yeah. She might even be like, want to die, pussy? And you're like, no, not die pee, you know.
I feel like it'd be so funny to hand the girl a want a dip, and then she just looks at you and says yes, but she just wants a dip. She wants some tobacco.
Have you guys ever done...
I just want some long cut.
Want a dip?
How many times have you guys ever done a dip?
Twice.
I've never done it.
Dang. How was your experience, Drew?
The first one wasn't terrible, but I didn't have a lot, and like it wasn't long, right? I was just kind of like, eh. And then like a week later, I was like, you know what? Let me try that again. And I took like a bigger one, and like I got so fucking high off nicotine so quick that I was like lightheaded. Like I was like, I gotta sit down. Like I almost like threw up because of nicotine. Like it was fucking crazy.
I can't believe how many people did that in our high school, right?
Oh, I know.
Like, I think I've told the story before, but the time that I did it was one night. I was drinking the first time someone gave it to me. They've been trying to give it to me for months now. Keep this in mind. And I was like, no, I have no interest. The smell is exactly the way it tastes, right? And so I put the first one in because I was definitely, at very least tipsy. But I think I was probably drunk and, you know, swallowed it, immediately threw up.
Swallowed it?
Yeah.
Like the first story just goes.
First rule.
Yeah.
I was drunk, swallowed it. Instantly
and then
threw up.
Second time, I did the same damn thing, threw it up, never did it again.
You swallowed it again?
Yeah, I swallowed it twice. Yeah.
Yeah, don't dip. Don't dip anymore, Andy.
I tried it that one night, two times, threw up both times, swallowed it both times. Just like,
you fucking swallowed it. You know you could spit it out, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's like that first time you try gum, you know?
What?
You swallowed your gum the first time?
I mean, I think we all swallowed gum.
I mean, I definitely have in my life.
Yeah.
But not the first time.
I don't know, you know.
I think the first time somebody gave me gum, they probably said, don't swallow this now.
Yeah, probably. There's this stuff called Hi-Chew that my kid has, and apparently you can swallow it.
Yeah, it's not gum.
It just evaporates, I guess.
Yeah, Hi-Chew's so good.
Wait, you do it? I thought it was just for kids.
No, I choose just the candy.
Oh, I thought it was gum.
No.
I thought it was gum that evaporates.
No, it's like some, like, I want to say it comes from some, so like, maybe China or something like that. It's just like a taffy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm looking at it here.
Yeah.
Which I, essentially, yes, is gum that evaporates.
Oh.
Right? Like, if you have taffy, I never thought about it like that, but, like, even Skittles is kind of like, you just, like, you can get a good wad going. Like, you fucking dump the whole bag of Skittles in your mouth.
But you can't blow a Skittles bubble, can you?
No, you can't.
Can you blow a Hi-Chew bubble?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Wow.
What's your favorite bubblegum bubble that you can blow? Is it Bubblicious?
Oh, dude, it's fucking Big League Bazooka. Two.
Yeah? Huh. Okay. I feel like you get a better bubble out of Bubblicious than
Bubblicious,
Big League Chew and Bazooka.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's
only gum in baseball card packs from 1994.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Fucking 93 Donruses? Oof, that's my favorite gum.
So chalky.
Dude, I have like fresh packs of those with the gum still to this day.
Dude, a couple years ago I was starting to build an 1983 set since that was the year I was born.
Yeah.
One, it's fucking ridiculous. It's like a 900 card set. Like it's insane. But like I bought like a box of unopened packs, you know?
Yeah.
And they all had the fucking gum in it, and it's just like some of the, like every card that was like attached to the gum is fucking ruined. Like,
oh God.
Yeah.
I have a piece of the gum from, I think it's probably a 90 Donruss pack, but I have it like in a plastic sleeve in a hard case. Like protecting
it. Imagine like you open it up and the first card, fuck, it's a Derek Jeter rookie card and the gum is stuck. You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens.
Oh, that's rough. What do you guys got?
Well, I just watched it today, and Andy, I think you have talked about it. I watched Self-Reliance. Self-Reliance.
Oh, Self-Reliance.
Oh, Self-Reliance, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you said some like fucking international soccer documentary.
Yeah, Self-Reliance.
Oh, Self-Reliance.
Like, yes.
Dude, so good.
Yeah.
And the like, if you were to tell me, like, the people that are in this movie.
Right.
And I would be like, well, that sounds amazing. But I would never expect all these people to be in the same fucking movie.
Right.
It's just crazy, like, the people that just keep showing up.
His guy that rolls with him.
Yes.
Like.
Yeah. Oh, fucking Biff Whiff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So good. And then, like, the cameo in the bar.
The bar. The cameos in the limo.
Yep.
But, yeah, like, dude, I remember hearing a story with Jake Johnson telling about how he did the movie and talking to Biff Whiff, and he was like, yeah, you know, maybe one day I'll tell you what my real name is or something like that. And then he just never told him. Like, dude's fucking awesome. But dude, he's so like just the fucking James who just hangs out with him. Like,
yeah.
Are you sure you want me to go outside? Yeah, man, it's fine. Okay.
Oh my God, James, you have to see this. It's like,
I'll check it out.
It blew my mind, like how fucking good it was, and very original and unique.
And the fact that at one point somebody says, "Wait, so Sandy Amberg?" Like they bring that joke into it. Like, oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
Jake Johnson's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake Johnson is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly what, like, if you were to be like, hey, Jake Johnson made a movie, right?
Yeah.
And then after you watch this, you'd be like, yeah. Yeah, of fucking course he made that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Let's see. What did I do? Saw Wimby in person.
Oh, dude.
With the magic victory.
That's awesome.
So that was fun. But yeah, what an absolute fucking giraffe of a man. Like, I've never seen anybody built like he's built.
Oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, just like his dexterity and how he can like move. He got pretty much shut down. Tonight he's having actually a massive night. But he pretty much got like shut down, but like just like his size, like how tall he is, how long he is, like he had these like fucking Inspector Gadget, Go-Go Gadget arms.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when he went for one of the dunks, like it was literally like Space Jam where the arm just kept going.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was over, and then like the arm kept fucking coming out like from my angle, and I was like, what am I watching? You know?
Hell yeah.
It was some of the wildest you know, things I've seen in person of just like a human being. Like it's weird sometimes that some of these people are like the same species as us.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how are you built like that? Yeah. And I'm built like whatever this is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Jonathan Isaac shut him down all night?
And Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner dunked on him.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hit him with a facial, you know?
I love Mo.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just, it's fucking cool to, you know, see that guy in person, just to be like, I don't know. Sometimes it's cool to see people that are human that don't feel human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to see him during his rookie year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's legit.
So it was pretty cool.
That's how I felt when we saw Bol Bol.
You know, yeah, I mean, like just, exactly.
Yeah, Bol is like one of those guys that you're just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, hey. You're like, what? Well, you're wondering, like, how's he running like that?
Yeah.
Like when you watch a giraffe run.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, how does he do that? You know? Yeah, it's just very, like, nature-y.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially the video. I have a video on my phone of Bol Bol running past, and I just yell, Bol Bol!
Yeah.
That's what I chose to say to him. Say to him his own name. He just screamed his own name at him. Yeah. Bol Bol!
That's me. Yeah, but yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Also, Usher halftime performance was fucking dope.
Oh yeah, very good.
Really enjoyed that. The incorporation of, I mean, it was Atlanta as fuck, right?
Yeah.
There was like a HBCU band. Man came out on fucking roller skates, which I'm pretty sure is a first for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dancing on roller skates and just doing everything.
Luda Whitney coming out.
Angelo got half naked.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Luda came out. Yeah. Like, and he was singing while dancing, which is the thing that is very underrated, because a lot of people wouldn't do what he had the nerve to do on the biggest stage of them all. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They would have had like a voice track or something.
But no, you could tell. It was definitely him. And yeah, I'm like, oh, new goals, you know?
Yeah.
That man's 45. Looking fucking like Adonis Creed, you know?
Hell yeah.
R.I.P.
Like an Usher can get it.
Sure can, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. We got Japes.
Well, I'll tell you, I am about to do a review of a movie with our good friend Scrump.
Ooh.
And the movie is The Gift. And I just watched that.
That's the one with Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes, yeah. Katie Holmes' boobies are in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, a fucking star-studded cast of, like, Kate Blanchett, Keanu Reeves, fucking Greg Kinnear, fucking so many people.
I just remember the car scene.
Giovanni Ribisi, yeah.
No. There's one scene in there.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it's a badass movie, a Sam Raimi movie, and I hope everybody goes out and watches it, and then they can listen to the review.
That's nice. I'm going to do one with him as well.
This will be... Oh, are you?
Yeah.
This will be the first time Scrump has seen this movie as well, so...
Oh.
I don't think he knew about it before I told him about it, so...
Did you start with the car scene?
Well, when I pitched it to him, I did say... I told him all about the movie, how it's like a suspense thriller with... Uh-huh. Like, fantastical fucking shit in there, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Obviously.
But then I said at the very end, and I wrote, plus Katie Holmes boobies.
He's like, stop.
Like, you had me at that. You buried the lead here, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah. I watched that today, and it, you know, we'll listen to the show to get the review, but I will say it holds up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I need to rewatch that thing.
Still as perky as Katie Holmes. Yeah.
So when I found out what you were reviewing, Andy, I was like, I'm gonna rewatch that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Can you not say? Is it a secret?
I don't know. Oh. It features somebody in Self-Reliance.
Yes.
Oh. No, it's a riddle now.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's you know, that's all I got.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, The Gift, Self-Reliance, and Wemby. So
Wemby. Sultry stylings of one Kevin Aldridge.
Mm-hmm. You can change the letters around. You slut.
All right. So this is this is almost like a fun Valentine's Day prank that you can play on people.
Yeah.
But it's Andy's turn, so I'll let him.
God damn.
Oh, no.
I was like, I was trying to be like, Andy, shut up, without telling James. But he picked up on it. He's like, wait, why is Drew so excited?
I saw.
No, I caught you, Drew.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he's going to go for it. Damn it. We've almost got him like four or three times in the last like 4 weeks. Well,
I feel like I got you guys just now.
Didn't we actually get him, but it was like right at the end?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
He lost like one pick.
Well, this is a good one. This is one. Look, fellas, sometimes the ladies just want to know that you know the body, right?
Yeah.
They want to know that maybe you're into something different. That nobody else is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this is one you give them, and they may need to even not know what this is. But you're just letting them know. You're aware. Because on that heart, it says what you are. And that is natal cleft man. NATALCLEFT MAN. And what that is is that little gap above your ass, below your back. You're wondering, what is that thing?
I'm a nasal cleft man, you know?
I'm a nasal cleft man. You know?
So there, interesting enough, this is, I mean, it's kind of the same, but not the same. But I was trying to think of something to, but like, it just, I just couldn't make it work with the 13 letters. But mine was on the other side, though. I was trying to fit in like little man in the canoe, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nasal cleft. Probably going to have to explain to him.
Like the idea of you like give a girl the rapist one, and then you're like, also, here's this, the nasal cleft man one. And then it's like, you want a dip?
You're doing like a full body massage and you spend 5 minutes on the nasal cleft.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell?
You slide the candy under the thing where their face is sticking and you just let them read it. I'm a nasal cleft man.
And then they like reach for their phone and are Googling nasal cleft, trying to find Google images to figure out what the nasal cleft is.
Yeah, so this is like above where the ass crack is and
yes.
before the back starts?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So it's that like...
That little... It's kind of almost like a dip in a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's like... It's almost like the... It's like almost like a triangle of happiness.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
It's kind of like that little part right there, like
you know,
where the Adam's apple should be. There's that little triangle on a female.
Like it's on the other end. Yeah, that you probably never think about washing, and you could get a rash if you don't like protect that nasal cleft.
Yeah.
You know, but it's that part. And, like, also, it kind of looks a little bit like Natalie Portman's like family member. You know?
Hey, you know what, everybody, listen. Try to use nasal cleft in a sentence this week.
Yeah. And remember to clean your nasal cleft.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. This is a public service announcement.
That's actually the only thing below my waist I clean.
Just the nasal cleft.
Just the nasal cleft, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else is dingy and just filled with fucking...
Well, the nasal cleft you got to clean, too, because, like, if you're working out or running whatever... The nasal cleft is almost like a holder of sweat if it drips down your back.
Yeah.
I use a Q-tip to clean my nasal cleft.
Yeah.
You know? You Q-tip your nasal cleft?
Yeah, you gotta get in there deep, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta get in there.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's like cum gutters for your butt, you know?
That's right. Bum gutters.
Yeah, and it's a nice
bum gutter.
It's a nice little slide in if she's into the nasal cleft.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, here we go. So this is kind of like this is like a prank, I guess, if you will. You know, you could give somebody a bag full of these and they're going to think that it's like a healthy thing, but then they're just going to like keep getting fat and they're going to keep being like high on sugar and crashing and they're going to feel miserable. But give them a bag of these hearts that just say vitamins on them. Take as many as you'd like. Dude, I've been eating these vitamins like crazy and they're not helping at all.
Man. I've eaten so many vitamins. I feel a little sick.
All I do is eat vitamins and my doctor is telling me that I'm going to die.
Dude, I put vitamins in a bowl and pour milk in it.
They're little heart-shaped vitamins. They're good for your heart.
Yeah. I like that.
My doctor says no, though.
You're promoting health.
Yeah. You're promoting, not contributing it, but promoting it for sure.
You just gave me a great idea for another honorable.
Oh, man. Just vitamins.
Yeah, vitamins. It's just vitamins.
It's fucking great.
Have as many as you'd like.
I got one very similar.
Yeah?
But also different.
All right, well, tell us.
Well, me too. Oops, all jizz.
Almost got me.
All right, Drew.
Okay. This is number 5. And I'm going to go with, you know, Megan Thee Stallion said it best. If you eat the ass, you're a bottom feeder. So sometimes you got to let them know. This just says bottom feeder.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. Like fatal cleft man and bottom feeder.
Yeah.
Getting your vitamins in, you know.
Exactly. So once you wipe the ass, you get it, then you know it's clean, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, no. I've already inspected it. I've put my inspector stamp on this.
Yep. Stamp that thing. You know?
Exactly.
Getting that vitamin B, that vitamin BJ, that butt juice.
Vitamin BJ.
Butt juice.
Yeah. Andy's definition of BJ is completely different than everybody else's. He's like, man. Hey, babe, can I get a BJ? She's like, okay. What are you doing?
Wrong side.
get some of that butt juice.
Yeah. Trying to have you be a bottom feeder. Oh, man. Bottom feeder. Okay, man.
Give us another one.
Pass that. You pass that hard on.
All right. This one is just,
that's
you know.
A good one. Pass that hard on.
Oh, God.
Oh!
That's a good one.
This one's really simple. It's just to let everybody know of the best website out there today, OnlyFans/TDP, where you can get all the personalized content you want from these three boys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm taking P videos where I'm flexing.
That's right. Honestly, like, I think we've joked about this before, but I feel like it is more fitting that the Draft Pod has an OnlyFans than it has a Patreon, right? Like,
you're probably right.
We should do that. Start an OnlyFans, but it has zero porn in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just this. maybe a little porn.
Yeah, I mean, if the fans really want it, and yeah, they're really shouting for it, then we could fuck each other. You know what?
We can do some custom videos.
Yeah, we can figure this out, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, it might just be me on screen cutting paper. You know what I'm saying? I just got sheets of paper, and I'm cutting it.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
I like that.
What are you guys going to do? What are you going to bring to the table?
I think I'm going to clip my toenails.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
all right.
That's probably like.
Yeah, it's probably.
They're probably real fetishized.
You know what I'd like to bring back?
James listening to stuff.
James listening to stuff eating bananas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think just James eating.
Oh, yeah.
When he was munching down that taco that time.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I love watching James munch on a taco.
Oh, I'll munch on that taco all night, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Drew, he got a furry puss.
I know. Just everywhere.
It is.
All right. Back over to me.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal. It's all about being up front, right up front. Yep. Being up front, right up front, in the front. Right in the beginning, at the front. So, I think this says it all. And it's big heart symbol emoji, small eggplant emoji.
Damn. Oh, man, that's so close to one of mine.
I actually was trying to think of something like clever for that's exactly what I was trying to say, and I just could not think of like a way to do it in a fucking I wasn't thinking emojis, you know.
Yep.
I don't know if the candy company has progressed enough to using emojis in their text, but I'm gonna guess that they are.
I like this though.
Just yeah,
putting it all up front.
Yeah,
just letting them know, hey, you can come back to the crib. We can cuddle up a time or two, and just let you know when I put it down. That's all you get.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
you're going to be down.
Right.
Yeah. When we get down, you're going to be down.
She's like, is it in yet? And you're like, let's cuddle. Is it in yet? I'm already done.
Oops, all jizz.
Oops, all jizz.
That's man. When, you know, it's all said and done, and you guys don't really know what to say, and just look at her and go, Creed party?
I guess I gotta go with my emoji one, then.
Do it.
All right. It's flat earth emoji, round peach emoji. You know.
Flat earth emoji?
Uh-huh.
Round peach emoji.
Yep. Flat earth, round ass. Yeah.
Hold on.
Is there an emoji for flat earth?
No, it's the word flat.
Oh.
And then it's the earth.
Oh.
I see. Okay.
And then the word round.
Oh.
And the peach emoji.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I definitely thought you were saying there's a flat earth emoji and a round peach emoji.
No. This was cool because it could be a joke, or if she's like actually crazy, then you're like, hey, I'm with you, but I also like that round plump ass.
Yeah. Hey, you know? Girl, the earth may be flat, but that ass ain't. You know what I mean?
There you go.
That's exactly right.
So it's clever wordplay. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I like this, like, because I feel like the conspiracy theorist world doesn't have enough candy hearts for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't. Yeah,
there's not enough candy hearts for the conspiracy. Like, you find a crazy chick that thinks the earth is flat.
A nice round ass.
Yeah, and this is the exact perfect thing to hand to her.
She's like, oh my God, I've been waiting for you.
She's like, this is what I've been saying.
This is what I've been saying. The earth is flat and my ass is round.
I tell everyone who will listen.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. And she's like, the STD and then, router?
And then she's like, and the Holocaust didn't happen.
Let's go church, Andy.
Okay, let's go church. Route. So this was for the church kids.
While we're talking about conspiracy. No.
It's all just one word, and it's dry humping time.
Dude, this is so close to like. So I had a conversation today about like, I was like, you guys just remember, or actually not you guys, like just the one person. I was like, man, you remember the good days of the old finger banging.
Yeah.
That was like
the good old finger banging days.
Peak. Yeah. Like, peak. But then I said, actually that kind of sounds like a Blink-182 song, like finger banging summer or finger blasting summer.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like that would have been like a Blink-182 song back in the day.
I feel like it definitely should have been.
Yeah.
We should.
But I like this when you pass it out to you go to those church conventions. You know what I'm talking about, Drew? You've been. I've been.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of horniness going on, like everybody's like celibate. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Because this is that time frame. So what happens is people are just making out and dry humping, and like it's okay because it's not penetration.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's the biblical loophole.
Right. It's dry humping time.
Yeah.
A lot of chafing happening.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of in the pants orgasms, you know.
Oops, all jizz.
You know, the it pose. Yeah. In the pants orgasms, it po. You know? but yeah, a lot of that happening. So yeah, this is for the church kids, you know. Mm-hmm. Just fully clothed, going at it.
I like it. Perfect. It's dry humping time.
I think CM Punk used to come out to that.
Yeah, he did.
It's dry humping time.
All right.
Save the STDs for honorable.
How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
It says, spanker, question mark, space, yeah. IHKH.
I hardly know. I hardly know.
I mean, I knew where it was going, but I didn't know where it was going.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
She has to appreciate that.
Right. Spanker. I hardly know her.
I fucking love that. Candy Heart.
I had to get one in, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Drew.
Oh, what do I have left? Oh, hold on a second. I gotta do something real fast. All right, so for my last pick of the draft, I'm going with a very simple one. It's just a request. It's straight to the point. And it's queef on me.
Oh, man.
I just want to feel those bubbles, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Feel like the bubbles?
Like just sit on my chest and I just want to feel it like...
Queef on my chest.
Queef on my chest, exactly. Queef on me. Or wherever, you know. It could be...
Yeah, wherever. You know. It could be on my hand.
You know? My hand. Maybe I got my leg in between your legs and I just feel a little...
Maybe there's a pillow on the couch and you're laying down just watching some TV.
Yeah.
And then, boom, right on your ear. You're like, oh, you're silly.
You silly goose. He just queefed on my ear.
Is this a legitimate fantasy for you? Like... A girl, like, suction cupping her vagina to your chest and just fucking dropping a queef.
Oh, man. If she's straight whiz queefing.
You just shave, like a fucking diamond. You shave, like, a diamond into your chest hair. You're like, just sit right here.
Oh, like this? No. Yeah, man. I don't think it's too much to ask from a candy heart.
No, you just want a little air gust. I get it.
I want you know, Andy likes that cool breeze. I like that warm breeze.
You like that warm smelly breeze.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Nothing sweeter in life than that the warm breeze of a queef on your
Oh, that was fucking poetic. Oh, man. Today feels like a warm, queefy breeze.
All right, Drew.
Have you seen the guy, the news anchor, or the weatherman who does the, he'll, like, listen to a song and then
his whole weather
report? Like,
369.
Yeah. But, like... That, like, he's like, today's like a warm, queefy breeze coming in. He listened to the draft podcast before he went into work.
They're like, okay, now you've gone too far.
Yeah. All right. Again, I came up with all these while we were doing this show. One is pussy plunging.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's instead a new challenge happening everywhere.
Yeah, it's not a plunger, it's plunging. Yeah. We're plunging.
Yeah. Yeah. We're plungent, yeah.
I got this from the vitamin one. Def, not LSD.
Yeah, because before, the last one, you had this is LSD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's even better, especially if they're in the same bag.
Yeah. Because
then I would be even more confused on which one should I take.
I would be more worried about the one that says def not. Yeah, it just seems like,
it's like
why
the,
add the def? Why it's add like the definitely?
It's like the scene in fucking It where it's like, don't go to this door,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other one, listen, sometimes you got to let people know about your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is simple. K.A. fucks.
Okay. Oh. That's right.
Yeah. No doubt.
Fucking A.
The fuck.
All right. So this is one that you'd pull out, like you'd make a joke up front. You'd be like clitoris, more like clitter us, and that's it. Clitter us.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's togetherness.
Yeah.
This one like just that. Says, "I won't kill you."
That's good.
Yeah.
I feel like these ones are like a, like the definitely not, and like that. It seems like. Like, I feel like these are more suspect.
Yeah.
Like, wait, I didn't think you were before.
I know.
Yeah.
If you just didn't say it, then
Yeah. We'd
be in a better position. And then finally, okay, this one, JMM fans only. And that's John Michael Montgomery.
I was thinking of trying to do one of those two with somebody random. Man. That's fucking great.
John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, man.
Was that the Jesus singer?
No, he's a country singer guy.
Who am I thinking of? I don't know.
All right. First one I'll go with, all one word. This is Viagra.
Okay.
So basically, if she gives it back to you, that's a good thing because she's trying to get it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my medicine bag.
Or she's worried about your heart.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then let's go to the STD one. Feels like a good time. It's just IDGETHERPS, the number 4U. I'd get herpes for you. You know? It's just something sweet.
I'd take your herpes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one I'll go with is, man, I got a couple good ones, but let's just go with the classic one. I've used this before. I think we all have, right? It's the letter R, THEM, SPACE, PNTS.
Wait,
so are them space pants?
Like that?
Are them space pants?
Yeah.
Because that butt's out of this world.
That's right, because that ass is out of this world.
I like that.
Yeah. I said that one time. I got dared to say it. Like, I was like 16. And this girl was like walking down the street, her and some other girl. And like, they were like, hey, say something to her. So that's like what came out is I rolled down the window. And I said, excuse me, are those space pants? And she, because they had like designs and stuff on it. And she's like, huh? What? And I said, because your ass is out of this world. And we ended up stopping and talking to him for like 45 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It fucking worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hoot worked.
Yep.
The holler got her.
Yeah. Man. Had some other good ones, just didn't make the cut, but sorry, Mr. Peeny Man.
Until next time. Until 2028 when we do this again.
Yeah.
We do this every 4 years. It's like a, yeah. You know, we only do it. Wait. No, that would be six
political years.
No, wait, we did it 6 years ago. Holy shit.
Oh, wow. Oh,
by the way, your eyes, it's like our 7th anniversary, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah, we're.
I think this is it.
We're legally a third of the drinking age.
Yeah. We're a 1 year old dog.
This is episode 361. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so I don't really know what that means either.
Oh, you know what? 7 years. You know what it means? We're 4 episodes away from being able to listen to us 1 episode a day for an entire year.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's exactly
right. In fact, if you start now, you're going to have more than a year.
That's true.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, we've really made a lot of content.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like Natal Cleft Man, Oops All Jizz, and Creed Party?
Yeah.
You know?
Who wouldn't want to listen
Party?
To Creed? Yeah, you gotta have to tilt your head a little bit like that when you do it.
Yeah. Oh. James, you want to read the teams?
Yeah, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, for Andy's team of Candy Hearts. Number one, I don't remember what it all means, but you're a cunt. Number two, Plinko for boobs. Number three, how you pee, girl. Number four, want a dip? Number five, Natal Cleft Man. Number six, flat earth round ass. And number seven, dry humping time. And for James's team, number one, up, up, down, down, left, right, suck my D. Number two, dead, pull him out. Number three, Creed Party. Number four, rapist. Number five, vitamins. Number six, big heart, small eggplant. Number seven, spanker. I hardly know her. For Drew's team, number one, curtain equals drape. Number two, I shave for this. Number three, wipe my ass. Number four, oops, all jizz. Number five, bottom feeder. Number six, OnlyFans TDP. And number seven, queef on this diamond that I cut into my chest hair. Queef on me.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't think we disappointed.
Nope. If you're a first-time listener,
yeah,
thanks.
Pussy Plungin' is in the honorables.
Well, we never asked if anybody wanted to add drop.
I know, yeah, we did it. I kind of wish.
Any trade steals, Rumpelstiltskins?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Clitoris is super fucking clever.
Clitoris,
it's like
more
a
like,
Toys R Us for vaginas.
More like Clitoris.
You know?
Yeah.
Walking down the aisles, just seeing all shapes and sizes and, you know, hair and non-hair and designs and, you know, fat labes and little ones and all that shit. Just on the shelf. You know?
Okay.
And glitter us.
And then you, like, make it sparkle with a little glitterous. Loves you, bitch. Yeah.